When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, goal getters, and welcome to The Daily Distance, a new daily series from the creators of We Got Goals. I'm Kristen Guile, editor-in-chief of asweatlife.com. In these short episodes, we're bringing you one daily goal you can set for yourself during this chaotic time, one actionable thing you can do to move your body, connect with a friend, prioritize your mental health, get some work done, and practice a little bit of self-care. This week's podcast episodes are sponsored by Now. Now is a leading natural products manufacturer, offering more than 1,400 products, including vitamins and supplements, sports nutrition, foods, beauty and health, and essential oils. We like to think of Now as our trusted wellness solution you can count on to support your health and fitness goals, from pre-workout to recovery, and wholesome nutrition to serious self-care. You can feel good choosing Now. From knowing that what's on the label is in the bottle via the more than 16,000 quality tests they conduct each month, to understanding that as a family-owned company, they have the best interests of you in mind as they choose to make healthier options more affordable. You can enjoy 20% off your purchase at nowfoods.com using promo code ASWEATLIFE now through May 31st. Again, that's promo code ASWEATLIFE for 20% off your purchase at nowfoods.com. And now, on to today's interview. Yeah, I said I'll be on the road. I'll be back. I'm just reaching for a goal. So don't be upset when I'm not around. With me on the other line, I am talking to John Redmond today. He is the founder, CEO, and chief smoothie kit mixer at Better Blends. John, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I was telling you before we officially started recording that I was basically drooling over the pictures on your website because I made the mistake of going for a run and then immediately going into back-to-back meetings and calls. So I haven't had the chance to eat anything yet today. And I think a peanut butter banana smoothie is calling to me.
It's calling to me right now too. I actually just had one this morning. I think I told you this like right before. It is my favorite flavor. And I feel like I'm not supposed to have one, but you have to try it for yourself. Like I'll send you some after this.
All right. I'm not going to argue with that. John, can you, for people who have not had the pleasure of the gorgeous photos on your website or trying your smoothie blends, what can you tell us about your story and how Better Blends came to be Better Blends?
Yeah, of course. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah.
I'm excited to talk with you and share the story. So about 4 years ago, up to about 4 years ago, I had always been a super healthy person. I mean, I always enjoyed my fruits and vegetables. I was super active. And I suddenly started getting pretty sick out of the blue. No idea what was going on. I was constantly being hospitalized. I ended up having to go to the Mayo Clinic. It ended up becoming a cancer scare. It lasted for a couple months. I mean, it was just one of the most terrifying times of my entire life where I just had no control. And it turns out that I ended up having this very common irritable bowel disease called ulcerative colitis. And there's other forms of irritable bowel disease. There's Crohn's disease as well. And because of that, I suddenly could not have the same diet that I had been used to. I couldn't have fresh fruits and vegetables. I couldn't have things that I was used to. And, you know, I just couldn't wrap my head around it. I mean, my doctors were telling me I had to start eating processed foods like Wonder Bread and Pop-Tarts and things that I would just never put in my body before. And I refused. And so I met with a dietitian who specialized in IBD, and I told her my story. I said, look, I'm a healthy person. I'm a healthy eater. I don't want to do this. I don't want to start eating bad food. And she just point blank said, well, then why don't you just make a smoothie? Like, it was just the most obvious thing to her. But like, like what? Wait, I was told I can't have fruits and vegetables anymore. And she said, no. With smoothies, when you blend up the fruits and vegetables, you tear apart the fiber that is causing the irritation to your intestines as it goes through your digestive tract. And I mean, like, it was like right at that moment where like I suddenly had hope and I was like, oh my God, I can finally start eating healthy again and exercising and feeling good about myself. You know, so I started the whole smoothie train thing and I, you know, making smoothies every single day. I was getting really experimental and having a ton of fun coming up with recipes. But after a little bit, I kind of got sick of it. You know, I didn't enjoy the whole going to the grocery store, getting all the ingredients, prepping all of them. You know, it was expensive. By the middle of the week, half the ingredients were bad. So it was something that I wasn't really enjoying doing. And around that time, all these subscription-based online food companies started coming out with, you know, pre-assembled frozen smoothie kits that they'll ship to your door. And all you got to pay is, you know, $70 a week, which, you know, to me at the time, I was like, I mean, maybe I'll try it. I mean, maybe that makes sense. And I did, I tried it. But after like, you know, 4 months, I had spent like $700.
What? On fruits and vegetables?
Right. And I'm just like, oh my God, like this is zero, like none of this makes any financial sense. And I am not the only person that is thinking this. So I immediately unsubscribed from all these different food accounts subscription-based food services. And obviously one of the things that was important to me was finding a smoothie. So I went to the grocery store hoping to find one of these kits, right? It was a single serve smoothie kit in a cup that I just threw into a blender and blended up and poured back in. And, you know, my life would be fine. But there was nothing I could find in grocery store. I mean, all I found were bags of mixed berries, unappetizing flavors, high sugar content. None of it looked appetizing. None of it was in a convenient single serve format. And it was kind of around then where I was like, you know what? This is definitely a product that, you know, people are looking for. You know, I'm not the only person who's thought subscription is too expensive. And smoothies are awesome. Like they make me feel great. People have them all the time when they work out. So I started Better Blends and we launched last summer and here we are.
Oh, congratulations, John. What an awesome story. And from such a scary place too. I'm glad you've been able to create something so positive out of it.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a really cool roller coaster. So hopefully only good things from here.
All right. Well, now is the time when we transition into the advice portion of the podcast. So, John, what are you recommending or what tip are you sharing with our listeners today?
Yeah. So I think one of the biggest challenges for me, especially considering like the circumstances we're all in with the lockdowns and COVID-19, has been this extreme like disruption to your daily life. And for me, I would wake up every single morning not knowing what I was doing. I was like just constantly anxious and confused. And so one thing that my tip and one thing that's really helped me through all of this has just been building out a very simple morning regimen. You know, I wake up, I have 2 glasses of hot water followed by coffee. I have banana bread with toast. I go take a shower. And like that is what I absolutely for sure know is going to happen every single day I wake up. And the rest of the day I can figure out. But I think one of the biggest challenges we're all facing is just trying to figure out this new normal that we're all in. You know, life is not going to be the same as what life is not going to be what it was before this for a while. And I think what's important for us, especially considering, you know, I think what is important is just that, you know, we take care of our mental health and making sure that you're not anxious when you wake up in the morning, because I feel like when you do, the rest of your day is kind of fried. Just making sure that you have one thing in the day that you know is for sure going to happen is really important. And I think that is making sure that every morning you wake up, you for sure know what you're going to do, whether it's, you know, you wake up, go take a shower, you wake up, go work out. I think building a morning regimen is really important.
what I'm hearing too, as you're saying, like you were waking up and not knowing what you were going to do or what your day held, it sounds like you were being very reactive to things that popped up. And when you're creating this morning regimen, you have the chance to be proactive instead. Is that something that you can identify with too?
Yeah. I mean, that's, you hit the nail on the head. I think you wake up and you're just kind of like, what's the first thing that pops into your mind? And usually it's work related. And it starts to stress you out because you want to, you know, maybe have breakfast, but then this work thing's kind of consuming you and you want to get over it. So you start working on work instead of having breakfast. So yeah, I think you're definitely right on that one.
Tell me about the hot water. How'd you get into that? And what's that for?
Okay. People think I'm so weird. It's like drinking tea, but unflavored. I mean, I don't know. I think, so like for me, my stomach is always so sensitive.
Sure.
I have cold things right away in the morning. I just have my stomach hurts the rest of the day. And I think like hot water there's nothing in it but water. It's soothing to your stomach. I think it's a great way to start the morning. And then you can do whatever you want, but I always get made fun of by my friends. It's so funny you picked that out.
Well, I was just on the phone with an Ayurvedic expert, and you know, I know that's kind of a principle of Ayurveda is, you know, starting off with warm water and lemon, I think is their specific recommendation. So I don't know why I honed in on that either, but it caught my attention.
That's funny. Yeah, I've always done it. I don't know what it is. It's always helped me though.
And then the banana bread, is that a quarantine baking ritual that
Okay, let me rephrase. It's not banana bread. What I meant to say is it's toast with banana slices on top of it.
I don't know why. I've just got the giggles. I'm like giving you like a hard time about your routine and making you like rephrase every single thing you've done. And in reality, it sounds delightful. I have no qualms with your routine. It sounds great.
You gotta try it. Swear to God, it's like one of the best things you can do. Hot water and toast with peanut butter and banana. Sounds gross. I swear it's good.
I was ready to ask about your like corn baking habits and whether you were like stress baking cookies and banana bread every single day. But no, sounds like no.
Yeah. I actually listened to one of your recent podcasts with Emily from Lil Bucks. Mm-hmm. I love it. She's like the sweetest girl in the world. And she was talking about like how she's taken this time to like work on her cooking skills. And I had the same mindset at the beginning of this. I ordered like 6 cookbooks, right? Where I'm like, I'm going to learn to be a really good chef. I have literally not opened a single cookbook. And the only thing I've done is baked cookies. And I am like just not happy about it. I could make a killer cookie, but like, I think it's important to also maybe like be conscious of what you're consuming. Cause like for me, my workout regimen has not been the same. It's, you know, I don't have a go to. So it's like, I don't want to run every single day. So I got to be careful with what I eat. But yeah, I've been trying, but it's really just, I've kind of honed in on sweets lately.
I think a lot of people are losing steam in their culinary adventures. I haven't heard any of my friends talking about their sourdough starters for a while. So I think those have quietly died down.
Yeah, I would agree with that for sure.
John, I think I could talk to you for much longer, but we'll cut it off for the sake of the rest of our days. Where can we find more about you and Better Blends and where we can support you guys right now?
Yeah. So we just launched in Chicago. So we're just at Whole Foods in Chicago. We're at a couple other small grocery chains there. But you can always go onto our website, check out our products. If you want it in your grocery store in your local area, just give them a call. They usually bring in products for consumers. And you can also follow us on Instagram. Our handle is Get Better Blends. And yeah, I'm the person you talk to. So if you DM us with any questions, it's me.
So you're going to get a lot of DMs about hot water and what banana bread actually is after this.
I'm here to defend it. So bring the questions.
Awesome. John, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And for all of our listeners, we will see you tomorrow on the internet for more tips from our community. And until then, stay safe, stay well, and cheers to going the distance together.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.